This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Angela Grajeda.
With us is Christina Thomas.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Well, of course.
Yes. You're here to help us introduce a culinary event.
Right. We have started an Ozarks at Large food series. And it kind of started, I wanted to come in and introduce it because it started because the three of us went to a gala across the street at the public library. And we were kind of talking because the public library had a signature drink.
For that event.
For the event.
Right.
And I was excited about it. I know everybody else was kind of excited about it. And we said that we would like to have an Ozarks at Large cocktail.
And what would be in that?
Right.
Right. So, and then we kind of started talking about other food items that could be an Ozarks at Large inspired thing. And we came up with an omelet, a pizza, you know, just various items.
Yes.
And so Bill Lyle, executive chef at Ella's Restaurant, offered to do a brunch dish for us.
Inspired by the program.
Right. He says he typically gets his, inspiration from past experiences. He loves to travel and create things, recreate things. And so this is sort of his take on different various breakfast items all put together into one. It's the Ozarks at Large Quiche Cup.
Now, usually when he's in the kitchen, he and his staff, they're listening to KUAF.
All the time. When I walked in, it was on.
Ah.
That's always fun.
So here is how Ozarks at Large inspired him.
What is Ozarks at Large to us? You know, for us, it's relaxing to listen to Ozarks at Large. It's just easy news, non-biased, of course, and it's all inclusive. It seems like you guys use the whole team down there for Ozarks at Large. So as far as just relaxing, easy listening, I've started thinking about comfort food. And as far as all inclusive, this is a brunch item that's pretty original to us. I've never seen it before, and it uses almost my entire staff. You know, it starts with my pastry chef and different aspects of the line. It'll go from the grill all the way down to saute as far as the items that we put into this cup. So I kind of thought that was representative of Ozarks at Large, as in the entire staff is involved in creating this dish.
I like it.
Cool.
Okay.
You ready to cook?
Yeah.
All right.
The all-inclusive kitchen quiche cup experience begins with Cody, Ella's pastry chef, who has prepared a quiche dough with sour cream to make the crust fluffy and crispy. Bill takes a handful of the dough and rolls it out, thin, to about the size of a salad plate, literally. He uses one to make sure the dough is just the right size. He then takes an extra large muffin tin, two of them. But the rolled out dough isn't going on the inside. Bill sprays the bottom of one tin with nonstick oil, wrapping the dough around the cup, then placing it inside the second tin. The crust for our quiche cup heads to the oven. While that bakes, Chef Bill preps the ingredients for the fill of the cups.
First things first, let's shred a potato into some cold water and let's rinse the starch off a little bit, let it sit for 10 minutes. Okay, so I'm gonna take just the regular russet potato. I'm gonna peel it, shred it for our hash browns, and this will be the very first level or layer in our quiche cup.
While the potatoes soak, Chef Bill preps the other ingredients.
So today we'll use
keeping it Ozarks, most of them were found regionally.
My eggs will be from Cedar Creek Farms, as well as my uncured bacon. And my mushrooms are from Sweden Creek Farms. And our flour for the quiche dough is from War Eagle Mill.
While he's talking, he's running around the kitchen.
And we got a couple other local ingredients here. But as far as produce, there's only so much available right now. I actually bought the bacon and some of my produce here at the Ren Thicket Market, which is a nice little winter market here in Fayetteville.
Even the cheese for the dish, because of course it has to have cheese, it's brunch. Even the cheese is made locally, in Little Rock, using all Arkansas ingredients. Bill shreds this cheddar habanero. He then moves to sharpen his knife for slicing the vegetables. After sharpening his knife, he begins to slice or julienne the red and green bell peppers, purple onions, and shiitake mushrooms into long, thin pieces. he prepares a hollandaise, though it won't be needed until the product is finished. With so few ingredients, making a decent hollandaise is tricky business, at least for me. But Chef Bill is a pro. He uses both white wine vinegar and lemon juice. A lot of people use one or the other. He reduces the vinegar and melts some butter to the perfect temperature so that the sauce sets correctly. Two egg yolks, cayenne, salt, and then puts this in a double boiler. He slowly pours in sugar, whisking it together. Setting it aside for later use, but making sure it stays the right temperature as to not separate. Ella's prep kitchen is downstairs. Ingredients are carried upstairs for the final rounds of the cooking process, but not before Bill pulls the baked quiche cup from the oven.
Our final product here in the quiche cup is a perfectly round, nice cup-shaped pastry, which is perfect for, you can put anything in it. And my favorite part about it is that it's all the best parts of the quiche, minus the quiche.
He grabs the bacon, shredded potatoes, sliced veggies, hollandaise, eggs, and cheese, and heads upstairs, carefully balancing these elements on a silver tray. And he begins to cook.
All right, let's throw the bacon down on the flat top.
After removing excess water from the potatoes, he tosses them into a pan of hot bacon grease, allowing them to fry and crisp up. The sliced veggies go into an aluminum pan, along with a bit of garlic, not cooking them long so that they remain al dente.
We're actually going to start building our quiche cup now. We are going to layer in, we're going to put the potatoes in first, the very bottom, and then I like to put a little bit of cheese over those. Kind of press them in there. And we'll put the vegetable mixture on top of that. A lot of veggies. Yeah. And next we'll cut our bacon in half so it'll fit in there. And then I will top that with the rest of the cheese. So we'll put potatoes, cheese, veggies, bacon, cheese. And we'll put that in the oven for about 5 minutes so the cheese melt.
While that's in the oven, he cooks one egg sunny side up. Bill's trick to cooking the perfect sunny side up egg is to put it in cold oil, then put it on the heat. Start on high heat, turning it to low to let it cook through without having to flip it over. We're almost finished, but not quite. The plate, of course, has to look pretty. Bill takes a square white plate and prepares to garnish. He deep fries some basil leaves. Yep, deep fried basil leaves. He takes two cherry tomatoes, slices them on the bottom so that they stand up straight, placing another slice on the top for the basil leaf to fit right in. The plate also holds a small ceramic ramekin filled with the creamy yellow hollandaise that we made earlier. He pulls the cup from the oven.
The cup is filled all the way to the top. Let's just slide the sunny side up egg on top. And there we go.
Awesome.
Ozarks at Large inspired breakfast dish. And this is will actually be going on to my brunch menu here at Ella's Restaurant. It'll be on the menu every Sunday morning, and we'll probably run it for the next few months. So thank you for the inspiration.
And to eat this beautiful Ozarky quiche cup, Bill suggests slicing it right down the middle, revealing all of the tasty layers. And get a forkful of everything. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
To see video of Chef Bill Lyle creating the Ozarks at Large quiche cup, visit ozarksatlarge.com.